Okay, we are picking up from Yud Amud Aleph. We are 14 lines from the top. The words of Rabbi Shimon Omer, our learning is once again sponsored, the Ilui Nishmas Shulames Bas Yaakov Neshama Shel Rav Aliyah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo Nidru B'Nazir, that the early tzaddikim did not make nedarim of Nazirus. Rabbi Shimon is going to be of the Shita that Nazirus is never a positive thing. Ella, someone who wants to bring an Ola, you could volunteer an Ola, Misnadiv Umevi, Shlamim, one who wishes to bring a Shlamim, then also Misnadiv Umevi, you could donate it and bring it as an Adava, as a voluntary offering to the Beis Hamikdash. Toda ve'arba mine lachma, a toda, and it's four types of bread that used to come with it. A toda was a korban brought, we say mizmela soda in a reference to that korban, which is a korban which was a thanks, the thanks are offering to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there would be the bread you would have over there. You have 30 bread which were matzos, like they're not allowed to be chametz, and 10 which were actually of lechem. They actually would be lechem which would rise, which would be full-fledged chametz, and that would be the way they would bring the toda that you're allowed to do. You could be misnadiv that toda. And ve'arba lech lachma and misnadiv maybe to those four types. Again, each one of 10 would be mutter for me. You can bring as an adava. You can bring this. It's something we could bring in different circumstances voluntarily. Aval ben Nazirus lo isnavde, but they would not. These Chassidim Arishonim would not take upon themselves Nazirus. Kadesh lo yikru chaitin. They do not want to be called sinners, as the pasuk says. Shenemar v'chiper alav me'asher chata ala nefesh. The kohen shall provide the nazir a kapara. He needs an atonement for having sinned through becoming tameh. Now, obviously, this pasuk is in reference to a nazir became tameh. The Gemara is going to explain that the Rabbi Shimon understands this refers to even a nazir who does not become tameh. The Gemara is going to explain the reasoning for that, but that is how we say it. So the Braisa interestingly leaves out the idea of being voluntarily bringing an asham taloi. That is the machlokas increases, whether, I forgot who it was, one of Mori used to bring every day, even the day after Yom Kippur, they used to say maybe you shouldn't bring, but that was the whole shaila. There is a shita in Tanayim that you can be misnadev a korban asham taloi. Asham taloi is where you're not sure if you did an avira, and that was a machlokas Tanayim. Other Tanayim hold, no, only if you had two pieces of meat in front of you, one was treif and one was kosher, and you know you ate one of them, you have a doubt with it, that's when you can do it. If you know there was the Isra in front of you, you may have done the Isra, that's when you bring an Asham Tali, but not just Stam, like every day you may have done an Avera, that's not when you could bring an Asham Tali. So the Gemara does leave it out, it seems to indicating that it's more like this ladder sheet that you're not allowed to do it just voluntarily, but that's an important note. So like I said, the Gemara now, Amar Abaye, Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, Hakfar, Kulan Shita Achasera. They all have the same approach that the Nazir Choyte Have, the Nazir is in fact someone who does an Avera. Now the Ran points out that it doesn't mean that they're exactly of the same opinion, because we learn Shimon HaTzadik that he only says a Nazir is going to be an Avarian if he becomes Tameh, because he is extending it beyond the amount of time, and then he's going to regret his Neder, and it's Ki'ilu, he's bringing Chulin Lazara. However, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar Akfar, we're going to see, they hold that the Nazir is a sinner no matter what, even if he keeps his regular term, and there, the Shimon HaTzadik didn't consider him an Avarian. So that is going to be, they're not exactly the same, but they all, in general, a negative approach towards Nazirus. Now, generally, I didn't see here, but generally, because it's hard, you don't really have a nafkamina of it, whether it's recommended, really, but I have to see the Rambam, but generally we hold the Ein Alecha Keshita. As the Gaonim explain, Rosh Hashanah always likes to explain it like this, is that like, that the way the Rosh Hashanah always said it over was that we're like trying to find who holds of that strange Shita that we don't really pass in, like, and let's go grab all the Tanaim that we know hold of this certain Shita. So the Gaonim have a rule that Ein Alecha Keshita. So I'm just wondering if we would say the same thing, because we know Lashon Nedarim is Mashuna, we have different rules sometimes in Nedarim, but Lachora we should say that. So then we would say that a Nazir is not necessarily a bad thing. Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon HaDarman. We saw that Shimon HaTzadik and Rabbi Shimon, they both, we just saw them already, that Shimon HaTzadik again was the case where you become Tameh, and Rabbi Shimon just says that the Chassidim would not be early Chassidim HaRishonim, would not make a Nazirus ever. So that was the case we just said. Rabbi Lazar Kfar, Rabbi, he says, Disanya is the Braisa, Rabbi Lazar Akfar Rabbi Omer, Vechipra Alav Mashir Chata Al HaNefesh. The Pasuk says, regarding to Nazir, he should have an atonement for him for having sinned regarding literally his Nefesh. Nefesh is here, I was referring to when he became Tameh. So now Vechipra Ezo Nefesh Chata Zev. Now, which sin did he, which Nefesh is he liable for needing an atonement for? So Lachor, again, the Pasuk of Mikra is that he became Tameh. That's why you need a Kapara. But the Gemara is saying now, Elashatir, Atzma Mina Yain, that the fact that you abstain from having wine, and in doing so you sin against your your nefesh, and that's we see that every nazir in that regard is going to be considered a avarian, that you do something wrong. Now we can learn a kavachomer. Someone who doesn't, he just abstains from wine. Nikra chayit is called a sinner. Amitzar atzma called avar. Someone who causes himself extra distress by abstaining from everything, or if you're fasting, alachas kavakame, that's more so is considered a chote. So then, mikan, we say, kol yosha betaniz nikra chote, somebody who is unnecessarily, we're adding the word unnecessarily because that's what we have the sheet, Rishonim explain this, is called a sinner. Now again, Rishonim point out immediately that clearly, if a person is fasting as a means of doing tshuva, that is considered a very positive thing. So that's something that for sure is recommended and should be done. Again, bizman hazeh, we usually assume that we have a weak door and we're not really able as much to be fasting. But the Ar Yechidah school, I think I remember they said Rav Steinman used to fast every Monday and Thursday. For Kal Yisrael, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch like that, that din. I think the very end of Aruch Chaim, we have that din brought down that it's recommended on days of Mondays, Thursdays, Yerachimim to be fasting. So clearly there is an inyan bizman hazeh, if a person is able to. Again, usually the Gedolim say that we're not in a very weak door, and tshuva through fasting is not, the Gra says that you should be learning more Torah and doing other things, but not necessarily the method of fasting. It's Ramesh in the Yom, because right now in the time that we're in is Bahab, is that the Takana of the early Rishonim, very early sources, Ashkenazim, that we say Slichos for the Monday, Thursday, and Monday after Sukkot and after Pesach, and many have them in, not many, there are those originally many, let's say a few hundred years ago, there's probably many. Now, much less so, many of the B'nai Yeshivas do say Slichos in YU. If you go, they barely get a minyan, because it's long. It's like you're saying like an extra half hour of Slichos, and then in addition to having a Monday davening, so like it's a very, very long davening, so the Gluck minyan in general is not, is pretty slow, because Rosh Hashanah sleep to daven's there, so people don't always daven there, and it usually packs out for Baha, the imam had like 12 people there. But I actually like saying it's beautiful slichos. We say the slichos from some of the Hashem, the famous Hashem, the Yod Gimel Vido slicha. We say some beautiful slichos. And anyway, so there are those who also fast that as part of the, not just saying slichos, but they also fast Bahab. And it's a very highly praised minug in Rishonim. So we see that definitely where there's a tzorech to fast, that is, it's just tamazay, just abstaining from this and just creating yourself unnecessarily agmas nefesh, that is what the Gemara Lechor is referring to. Now the Gemara continues. So again, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Kfar understood that this should be a kapara for the nefesh asher chata. So the Gemara says that v'hadein krab nazir tamei d'ksiv. Now the Gemara is asking the $1 million question, is understand. This is clearly talking about a nazir became tamei, and that's what the pasuk is saying you need a kapara for. How are you extending this to all cases of nazirus? The Gemara says, v'shim deshana b'chetu. Because it's written that the nazir became tamei, and he literally, like he shana b'chet, he compounded his sin. Besides, for the idea that he was matzar himself, he also allowed himself to become tamei. So that's another level of isur that he did. So the fact that he became tamei is another problem. And now you're continuing that inui on to another round. You said you're going to do nizar for 3 months, and after 6 weeks you became tamei. So now you need another 3 months. So that is the sin that you have done. As the Ran points out, that the pasuk, if it should have just said, it says, The pasuk says it should have said asher chata and not anything else. Why does it say al nefesh? Al nefesh must be coming to teach you that no, now you're distressing yourself from now doing another round of nazirus, and that's what we're teaching you, that really all of nazirus is really not something which is recommended, because you're unnecessarily being mitzair yourself. So the Gemara seems to be concluding that Rabbi Yehuda understands that Rabbi Yehuda understands that sometimes it's best not to make nadarm, and it's not good. So lechor the Rishonim have a kasha. Coming up in a few weeks, Parsha, is that Yaakov Avinu makes a neder when he's running away from Yisav, and he says, "Aser tashrenu lach, I'm going to give you everything." And also, we have the din of Kal Yisrael, and they're fighting the Canaanim. They made a neder. If Hashem helps us, then they're going to give special things to Hashem. So the Tosos explain that it is proper to make nedarim beis tzara, even when the Shita says it's not recommended. Beis tzara is a special dispensation that one should be making. It's been recommended to make nedarim. So the Ritva adds a very interesting thing that based on this. Maybe that's why we have the big minhag of taking tzedakah. We do either for aliyahs and different things on specifically Yom Ha'Raim, because this is considered Eis Tzara, right? Because there are times of Eis Tzara davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for our lives. Hashem is deciding mi yechiyah mi yamus, the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim Rapsuchim, and therefore that's why they made it, because it's for tzedakah, and therefore it's going to be like a neder. Well, you know that nidre tzedakah, to commit to doing tzedakah, is like a neder, and we're doing that on Tafka Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as a way to get kapara for and have a gzardin latova on Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting. So he's already quoting that practice hundreds of years ago. The ritva was in the 1400s, so that's a very ancient thing that people sell the aliyahs in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. The very first Mishnah taught us the halacha of a kinyan. So now the Mishnah is now going to elaborate what exactly is a kinyan. Omer, konem, konach, and konis. So the Mefarish explains that if you say konem kikar ze alai, or konem, konach kikar ze alai, all those terms, then areil kikurin the karban, those are going to be terms that are going to be like a kinoi, and they're going to be valid, even midaraisa. If you say cherek, cheref, and cherech, and cheref, those lashonos are going to be similar to cherem, areil kinoyim the cherem. They're going to be a kinuyim for chirim. So we explained earlier on the Beis that there's two types of charamim that a person can make. One type of chirim is where you're designated to the bedek habayis. So that, or the kohanim. The other option is the is going to be actual form of a neder, which is going to be asering the benefit of an object upon a person. So Mishnah teaches us on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that the term chirim has different connotations, different areas. In Yehuda, which had a large amount of kohanim, so if you say something is cherem without specifying what you meant, we're assuming that you meant that it was given to the kohanim, since most people were kohanim there. However, in Galil, where you say cherem, any reference to kachim there, so then it would be towards the bedek abayis, because there weren't so many kohanim around, and that's that would be a nafkamina between those two within the distinction of that of those charamim. So if you say nazik, naziach, and paziach, these all sound like a nazir. Those are all halakhanil and naziris. It's all going to be valid on the lachas of a nazir. Shavusa, shakuka, or neder, kamoi, those are going to be kalashon of a yoel moshe. So that's the lashon of a neder. So this also are kinuyim for a neder, or elu kinuyim leshvua. These are going to be kinuyim for a shvua, rather, because they're going to sound like a shvua. So the Gemara now says, itmar kinuyim. So now, what is the nature? We actually quoted this when we first discussed it on Daf Beis, this big machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So here's the machlokas. What exactly is the nature of a kinyan? Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan amar, lashon umosin, they're the language, they're foreign language terms of other language, other foreign languages. Rabbi Shimon and Lakish amar, lashon shebadilem chacham liyoz no derbo. They are the lashonos of chachamim established that people should be making nidarim with, as opposed to the regular lashonos. So the lachora we can have an afkamina between the Rish Lakish and Yochanan is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if they're all about that this is the language of foreign terms, so then it's only going to be effective where that's actually part of the local language. In a place where nobody knows it at all, what in the world they're talking about, even if you happen to speak that language, so then if there's not a consensus that that's how you speak, that would not be legally recognized as a valid neder. But according to Rish Lakish, if these were mandated by Chazal, then for sure it's going to be valid. It's also interesting because these, we said, kinuyim are working on a level of Dereisa. So according to Rish Lakish, if Chazal are establishing them, how does it work on a level of Dereisa is a very interesting question that the Rishonim deal with. So now the Gemara says that that's Bechenu Omer, and Rish Lakish is explaining why is the usual lashon of Badu Chachamim, that they created it and they thought of it, because Bechodesh Asher Bada Meliba, the month that he decided to to do something. So lashon of Bada, we see, is clarifying that it meant to think about and conceive. That's what he thought. The time of my Tiknu Rabbanan Kinuyim. So what was the reason that they made Nadarim according to Rish Lakish? So the Gemara says, the lo lema korban, that one should not come to say the words korban. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Lema korban. If he's making a neder for bringing a korban, what's the problem? Let him say korban. So the Gemara says, because dilma amar korban lahashem. If he does so, perhaps he will say a korban lahashem. So the Gemara says again, the lema korban lahashem, give a galdik. That's amazing. What's the problem here? So the Gemara says, dilma amar lahashem. If you're going to say, instead of saying a korban lahashem, you're going to start saying lahashem korban. Okay, and what's the problem with that? Become mafik shem shemayim levatala, because you will say La Hashem, and for something will happen to you, and you won't be able to say korban. So you've just said Hashem's name in vain. See how careful, how far we make this whole takana, just so you don't say La Hashem and then accidentally stop your sentence, and someone talks to you, and you're not able to finish it, and you're going to say shem shemayim levatala. We see how chamar and how careful we have to be at shem shemayim levatala. Just giving myself muster, like about saying brachos when we say like bar nefashos and things like that, to make sure we really are paying attention to the brachas that we say, so we don't get into our case of stuffing bracha. Oh, did I say bar nefashos? Let me say it again. Asher yatzar. No, make sure that we say brachas with kavanah, so we know very clearly if we said them to not get into a shaila of a bracha chas v'shalom levatala. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, turning on to the next step. But now, minayin shalim or adam, a person shouldn't say la Hashem oila to Hashem. this is going to be an ola. Lashem mincha. Hashem is going to be mincha. Lashem toda. Lashem shlamim. Tamalomar korban lashem. The pasuk specifically says an offering to Hashem. That is clearly the way you should be saying it. Specifically says the name to allude to this idea that this is how you should be makdish it. Now this person is intending to do something good and make a korban and make it kadosh l'shem shemayim to the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Torah korban l'shem, that you have to go out of your way to say that it's a korban l'shem and not l'shem korban. So how much more so do we have to be careful with they're saying Hashem's name in vain? So again, most for us that we should be very careful with shem shemayim levatala. So now the Gemara says lema ketanai. Maybe the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is a machlokas tanaim. Almost always, 99.9% of the times when the Gemara will ask, suggest a lema ketanai, it's really a kasha, because why are we suggesting this machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan who are amoraim? We have way earlier statements of tanaim that are arguing about this. Present this machlokas b'shamay b'zila, as we're about to see. So the Gemara says b'shamay says omrim kinuya ketor, always reject it. Kinuya kinuya masurin. That the, what's a kinuya? Kinuya is a secondary kinuya, meaning the when someone's making a neder, not using the word of a konam or something like that, but uses words literally of something which is a kinoi of a kinoi. It's a derivative kilu of a derivative. And therefore, it's not, so that's something machlokas over here. So Beis Shammai say that it is forbidden, it's a valid neder. Beis Hillel omrim kinoi kinoi mutarim, whereas Beis Hillel say that they are in fact permitted. If one makes a neder using these kinoi kinoim, it doesn't mean anything, it's not offering anything on you. So Zok the Gemara, my love, man damar kinei kinuim asurin kasavar kinuim lashon umasem. So l'chora that Beis Shammai is holding that they're foreign terms. So since they're foreign terms, and therefore if they're foreign things, then also this also lashon should be, if that's how it's spoken, and then it should be kinuim kinuim, should be valid. And the Beis Hillel that is mutar is going to hold like Reish Lakish, kasavar lashon shebadulam chachamim, this lashon of chachamim, and they specifically said these lashonos. And a derivative of a derivative was never instituted by Chazal, and therefore should have no chalos whatsoever. So says the Gemara, lo, dikuli alma lashon umosin. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel can both agree that it's really going to be lashon umos. So now Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, no, everyone agrees to my shita. Beis Shammai said, Rabbi Hanina mishtay umos, it's just a very technical machlokas. That do people use these terms or not? Beis Shammai says, yes, it's used enough in foreign terms, and therefore it's going to be valid. And Beis Hillel said, no, Behani lo mishtay umos, they don't speak like that. Says the Gemara, Vaiter. The Beis Shammai make a gzera that really kinei kinuyim shouldn't have been affected. But Chazal or Misakin, so everyone agrees this would only be derabanan. Midrabanan mishum kinuyim that we're afraid that you actually come to do a real kinuyim, which is derei sachal. So therefore, Chazal made a takana that even kinuyim kinuyim are going to be chal in the level of neder. Beis Hillel savre lo gzerina kinuyim kinuyim mishum kinuyim. But as Beis Hillel hold that we do not establish them as kinuyim kinuyim as being something that Chazal were ever concerned with. So now the Gemara asks, "Hechi dami kinei kinyum de nedarim? Where gonna? What is an example of kinei kinyum by nedarim? Tanya Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef taught us, mikan mana, mikan chana, or minkan sana. So these are all terms that are similar to the lashon of konem, konach, and konas. Right? We have mikan chana is similar to konem, and we have mikan chana, which is konach, and minkan sana is like konas. So these are all a derivative of derivative." So hechi dami kinuy kinim dechirim. Now, how do we have his by chirim? Tana mafshai. That was his name. This chacham charikim, charachim, and charifim. Again, very similar to chirik, charif, and cheref. Those are different. They're similar lashonos. Kinuye, kinuyon de nezirus. How do we have that? Rav Yosef mechazkana, miznazkana, and mapichana. These are all terms which are going to be similar to nazik, naziach, and I missed the first one. To the terms of Nazik, Naziach, and Paziach. Sorry, that was the third one. Paziach. Those are the third one. Those are going to be similar to those terms, and that's why it's going to be Chal. So the Gemara says, so where am I again? Kinuy kinuy de Naziris. So we asked the question. Now, Mefarzina Mai. So what's the halacha regarding Mefarzina? Or Mishazina Mai. What's the halacha regarding Mishazina? Mishazina Mai. What's the halacha regarding Mishazina? Are these going to be, what are they? Are they going to be also kinuy kinuy or not? So Amarle Ravina Ravashi Kinima Mai. What about Kinima? Konem Mai. Is it going to be like you're saying Konem? Or Dilma Kiname Bosem Kamar? He's just talking about the Kine Bosem. Kiname Bosem is one of the ingredients in the Shemana Mishcha. And therefore, it's not going to be a valid expression for a neder at all, even if a person intends to make it a neder. So Gemara says Amarle Ravacha Breder of Thiel Ravashi Kinamai. What's regards to the Kina? Kina Shatargonan Kamar. Is he talking about a chicken coop, which is therefore not going to be a neder. Odilma lashon konam, it is a full fledged lashon of a neder, and therefore be a kinu of a neder. Tibai, so the Gemara leaves us as we pointed out, we usually end off with teku. That's lashon hasham in the Dharma Shuna. The Rishonim point out that this is what we would call in the other masechtas. We would call that a teku. Kinu kinuim deshvua yechidami. Now, what is the equivalent of the case of shvuas? So the Gemara says shevuel, shevisiel, and shekakuel. So these are going to be lashon of shevuel is like shevua, shevisiel is like and shekakuel are like shevusa and shekuka, which are listed in the Mishnah as well. Those are going to be kinuim kinuim. So the Gemara says Shavuel, Shavuel ben Gershom Ashba, because you could say that it doesn't refer to Shavuel ben Gershom, who is a person in Tanakh. He's in Divrei Yamim. He was considered one of the people who worked for David Melech. So therefore, a person's name is definitely not going to be binding as a neder, so as a shvua. Ela Shavuel, Shavusiel, and Shakukuel. So not the name of the person in Tanakh, but rather the other phrase that we're mentioning here. Amar Shmuel, Amar Ashavta, Lo Amar Klum. Person says Ashavisa, rather he's not said anything. So the Gemara says, Ashakika lo amar klum. Must say, Ashakika also doesn't say anything. Karshina lo amar klum. These are all statements which are going to be not valid. And therefore, Shmuel is telling us that it's not equivalent to Shavusa, or Shakika is not equivalent to Shakuka, or Kanisa is not equivalent to Kona. Shmuel, therefore, is telling us that these are just happen to be brought up, and therefore they're not going to be valid in the dark. Fine. The Mishnah also told us, Neder b'moi arei l'kinyim. If you say, Neder b'moi, that's going to be that is valid for a Shavua. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Amar Omer b'moi lo amar klum. If you say b'moi, it doesn't mean anything. B'mo sana, d'amar moi. With moi is mentioned, harei l'kinyim, that's going to be a kinyim for a shvua. So here, Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us that the Mishnah does not mean by moi as a reference to a shvua. It means that saying that by a shvua of moi, in the equivalent of that, is going to be that's going to be valid shvua. So that's what the Raisa is clarifying for us in the Shita of the Mishnah. Okay, that's what we have over there. Now, we discussed a yad, we discussed a kinoi submission. Now we're going to discuss different things based on the lashonos that a person mentions. So the Meiri points out that the Mishnah is telling us halacha that someone can make a neder without explicitly declaring the object aser by linking it to something that generally should be aser. So that's called a hatfasa. So we should mention that hatfasa is by linking something generally aser. That's going to be more what we're discussing over here is more of hatfasa. So Omer lechulin sho'ochelacha. So that which I eat of yours is made l'ochul. So now it's as if you're saying lo chulin, it's not chulin, meaning it's going to be like hektish, in which case the intent was clearly that it should be aser to him, like a korban, that it's not like chulin, it's like kachim, and therefore it's aser to him. Lo kasher, if you say it's not kasher, lo dache, or it's not clean. So meaning you're saying that it's not going to be like the lashon by animals, lo kol tipor, lo sochil, lo kol dache, lo sochil. So this is telling us it's considered like it should be to me like it's not kosher or not clean. It means like tamein, and to reference to kachim, I'm not allowed to eat it. Tahor, or if it's going to be tahor, many Rishonim understand this means that it should be like lo tahor, that's not tahor. Some actually have the gears explicitly that the Mishnah should say lo tahor. Vitame or tame. So again, these are all different things that are going to be disqualified. You can't bring this to the base. I mean, there's no sir, this is about karbanos now. No sir, something is like it's left over time and you have to burn it, so you're not allowed to eat it. This sir derises to eat it. Or pigol, which is only the person of the machshava to eat it after the time that passes the korban. Asar, it's going to be all these things would be a lashon of neder, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us two chedushim. When the person is making the neder to something that's mutter, such as chulin or kosher food, it's going to be effective if he uses a negative form. This is not chulin or not kosher. That's going to be okay. And when the person in the madir is making the neder something that is asar, and it's asar, if he refers to them specifically, like no sir pigol, so if you view them as the positive form, this is like no sir, this is like pigol, then it would be good. If you say it's not pigol, it's not no sir, then that means it's mutter to you. That would not be a lashon of a neder. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Ki imra, the Mishnah continues that if someone, this should be like a lamb to me, meaning this is her lamb that's bring as a korban. Ki dirim, like the way you close them. Ki etzim, or like the wood. Ki ishim, like the fires. Ki mizbech, like the mizbech. Ki heichal, like the heichal and the base of Mikdash, right? Like a korbanos that they used to bring in the heichal, like Torahs, Yushalayim, it should be like Yushalayim is a reference to korbanos that were brought in Yushalayim. So maybe that means like Meister Sheni or things that are Kaddosh, Vedek Abayis, whatever it is. Neder b'achad mikol mishamshim is beth. You've made a neder of anything of the mishamshim from the beth, like any of the kapos or things like that. So then, afal pisha lo yizkir korban, if you don't mention a korban explicitly, areza neder korban, because these are all things which are referenced to kachim, which are therefore going to be usher for you, and you clearly have intent to make them usher. If Yehuda says, omer Yushalayim lomar klum, Yushalayim does not mean anything. Because saying like Yerushalayim is not going to be any issue, because it's going to be the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is the issue, Bidas, or Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Siyata Shmaya will pick up with on Shabbos the Gemara Daf Yod Aleph, the recordings from Mitzvah Shem Daf Yod Beis.